Blog Talk Radio.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine, oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, and this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your little light shine, amen. For the scripture said, let your light shine before men, that they may glorify the Father because of the work that you're doing, amen. Glory to God. Let your light shine on your job. Let your light shine in your home. Let it shine about in the community. Let your light shine, amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our callers, whether by web or by the phone. We are so glad that you decided to stop by today and hear the voice of truth that speaketh through his messenger. Amen. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a servant of the Lord being used for his divine purpose. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Our Father, we thank you, Father, for this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, oh Father. We thank you, Father, that we have a roof over our head, Father God. We thank you for the food and the clothes that you have given up to us, oh God. Oh Father God, we thank you for this day that we have never seen before and that we will never see it again. We thank you, Father God, for the breath of life, oh God, that you breathe through us. Oh, Father, this morning, oh, God, when you touched us, it was just a touch from the Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, Lord, for your divine touch, oh, God. Oh, Father God, because we know that we cannot get up, we cannot move if it had not been for your touch, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for touching us, oh, God, that we're able to get around and do what we need to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the souls that are lost, oh, God. We pray that they'll come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for everything. We thank you for everything that you have allowed us to have. We thank you for giving us our families, our children, our jobs, the money that we even have in the bank, because we know that we can have nothing without you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now for healing and deliverance, oh, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, that somebody's soul is going to be saved. Somebody's going to be snatched up out of the crack house, oh, and ain't going to have a tape for crack no more. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that you're going to heal somebody's mind, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for all that you're getting ready to do, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for what you already done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed it over 2,000 years ago. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, oh, God. We thank you right now, God, for your love, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name for your word. We magnify your name, oh, God. We exalt your name, oh high, because there's no other God like you, Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. We praise your name, oh God. Oh God, we praise you for what you're getting ready to do, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God. For your children, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah to Jesus, our provider. We thank you, Lord God, that you're Jehovah Nisi, our victory, oh Lord. We praise you right now, Lord. We thank you for the supernatural things, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, God, for you're worthy. There's no God greater. There's no God greater than you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We praise you, oh God, for touching the minds and the souls of your people. We praise you for pulling them out of their Egypt and out of their bondage, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now for setting us free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Exodus. We're going to have the same key scripture that we had last week in Exodus chapter 2. And I'm going to read a couple of other verses out of verse chapter 3 and 4. Amen. And the scriptures read and the word of God read, and it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighted by reason of bondage, and they cried. And their cry came unto God by the reason of their bondage. And we're going to start right there. That was our key scripture last week. And we're talking about God's timing. And last week we talked about how Moses stepped out of the timing of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it is a process that we must go through when we are called and chosen by the Almighty God. Amen. To do a work. Hallelujah to Jesus. So today we're going to talk about waiting in the process of time. Waiting in the process of time. We're going to go over to chapter 3 in the same book of Exodus, and I'm going to read verse 10, and it reads, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou may bring forth my people, the children of Israel of Egypt." Now this verse let us know, or this scripture let us know, that now was the time in the due process of time that Moses was now ready to go forth. Many times in our lives when God has chosen and called us to do a work, we don't want to wait. And when we don't wait, we're not ready. That's what happened to Moses the first time he stepped out and called himself and said that he was ready and tried to help the Hebrews and kill the Egyptians. He was not ready, nor had he waited on God. But this scripture says to us that God told Moses that it was not time. It was in the process of time that Moses learned to wait. We got to learn how to wait. It's so important that we learn how to wait, because in that season of preparation, everything that we need to do our ministry will be effective. And see, the Bible says that when God was working on Moses, when he was working on him, he was in the wilderness. Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years in the wilderness. He was getting ready to be the deliverer of the people of God. But he had to go through the processing of time. He had to wait so that he would be equipped to do the work. Amen. Glory to God. And as we go over to verse 12, hallelujah to Jesus, and chapter 4, it says, "Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thou thee what thou shalt say." In other words, in the process of time and waiting on God, God will teach you what you need to say. He will teach you what you need to do. He will also give you the will, his will. He will also give you the purpose of what he is calling you to do if you will just wait. Because he wants you to be ready. So when you are hallelujah to Jesus. It's a process. It's just like baking a cake. A cake just don't appear. You got to mix it up. You got to add the eggs. You got to add all the ingredients. You got to bake it. You got to wait for it cool to frost the cake. It is a process. Everything is life. It's a process. That's why Moses had to go through the due process of timing of God so that he would be ready for what he was going to have to face. When you're in the wilderness, there's things that you got to learn for your ministry. All of our ministries are different. All of our anointings are different. But we must wait in the process of time on the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Now, verse number 17 in chapter 4 says, "And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs." In other words, God was getting Moses ready. He gave him a rod of power. It was a rod of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because see, if Moses had went back into Egypt not ready and had not been through the preparation stages, had not went through the process, Moses would have failed. But because he waited, he learned how to wait. He learned how to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he got to know who God was in the wilderness. Hallelujah to Jesus. He believed he had faith. You got to have all of that when you get ready to do a ministry. Hallelujah to Jesus. And because he had this rod of power, as I call it, hallelujah to Jesus, Moses was ready to do a great work for God. That's why you got to wait so that when your time comes, you are ready when you step out. When God sends you forth, hallelujah to Jesus, he done gave you the permission of what you got to do. You are ready, hallelujah to Jesus. You are ready for the work, and you'll be able to finish the work. Hallelujah. Verse number 19 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses and Midian, go." He said, go. But you can't go until he tells you to go, until you go through the process, until you go through everything that God is trying to teach you in the wilderness. It's in the wilderness that you will be tempted. It's in the wilderness where your faith will be tested. It's in the wilderness where your trust, well, God will see, will you really trust him? It's in the wilderness where you will truly learn who God is. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's in the wilderness. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you must wait before you try to go. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, return into Egypt. For all the men are dead who sought thy life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't you know that when you wait and in the process of time that God is moving people and things out of your way? If God can move a mountain, he can move people. And God is moving all the dead things away from around you. You need to stop holding on to the dead things because God is trying to get you ready and all those dead things can't go with you. You got to cut them loose. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. And the final scripture is scripture 21, and it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou would do all these wonders before Pharaoh." And amen. Glory to God. We're running out of time. But here in the scriptures that we read today, let us know that in the process of timing, we must wait on God. Because Moses now knew that he had to wait on God, everything that he needed, he had because he waited. And all the signs and wonders that happened for the people to be delivered, it was now time that Moses was called to be the deliverer of the people. Amen. Now was time for him to go forth and do the work. But it was in a process of timing. When the time was ready, it was in the time of God that Moses went forth and was one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. The Bible says it was like a type of Christ. Amen. So wait on your ministry. Don't get in a hurry. Wait on the process. Amen. We're running out of time, but we don't want to close the show without doing the invitation. If you do not know the Lord, amen, If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Know that you must wait. It is a process in time, and it's in God's timing. Don't step out of the process. Don't step out of his timing. Get ready for what God is calling you to do in that time. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Meet me here next week at the same time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your ministering host, Minister Elaine. Be blessed and have a great week. Amen. Glory to God.